systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy?
Yeah. Welcome back, right here. On what's the topic? It's your boy Fearless Eagle right here with your two amazing presenters,
gentle brothers.
Yeah. They're gonna introduce themselves. Before I go back to the origin, you know,
where gentle brothers without the the sisters.
Yeah, the gentle sisters are not here today.
Yeah.
The gentle sister. Okay.
Too much masculinity. Too much testosterone.
Mm-hmm. Do you wanna introduce yourself for the audience that don't know you?
Decker the Menace, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, ne. Spikos, the ever so delicious.
The ever so delicious. You must know. Hey!
Can I ask, how are you, bro?
Nah, I'm good, man.
You okay?
I'm good.
Your week's been okay.
Never been better, man. Hey!
And my it's man, Decker. Down.
Hey, what's going on now?
This question, I was literally headed to you, man, you know, because on Monday, my man was down. Yeah, you see, you check. He wasn't feeling well. So I spoke to him. He told me, he's like, nah, man, this thing with the platonic friend is not working out.
I never said this, my guy.
Okay, my bad.
Give us context.
Supposed to be between me and him, but then.
Context on what? I never said anything about that, my friends.
Okay. Oh, is it confidential?
Not confidential.
Let's not take him back. Let's move on. It's fine. All right, Deck. Hopefully you get over
recovered,
it.
I'm covered, Jits.
Hey, you've recovered.
Yeah.
100.
Nah, look, I was just tired, bro. You know what
I'm being in the friend zone.
Nah, come on. Not that, my man.
No. Let's not dive that side. You know, I also had a crazy situation where, you know me, I joke around, ne? And when I joke around, like, I'll use, you know, girlfriends type of situations where I'm like, hey, I'll ask you, are you fine? And then you say no. I'm like, hey, what happened? If you're a guy, did your girlfriend
cheat on
do the most?
Mm.
Or if it's the other gender, did your boyfriend do the most? That's how I joke. Now, I had a situation where a guy, the girl did the most. And then me, I didn't know.
Well, so, the guy was like, wait, are we still talking about Decker or something?
No, this is not Decker.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not Decker. I'm just saying I had a situation where, someone, I don't know what went down between them and their girlfriend. Mm. So they were on a phone call, and I know the person.
Mm.
So I asked, what's happening? Is he good? And then he's like, nah, he's not good.
Mm.
And then I made a joke. Did your girlfriend do the most? Hey, man got angry. Drop the call. I'm like, it's real. Yeah. Then the guy that I was with on the phone call, because there was a person who was standing next to me as we were speaking.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it went down. I'm like, me, I didn't know, man. Me, I was just joking.
Hey, bro, let's quickly move along before he drops us.
You never know, man. But
come on.
Nah. He says, it's nothing like that. Ne?
Nah, it's nothing like that.
It's nothing like that. So moving on. So last week we obviously started looking at the big 25. Obviously the top 25 controversial, topics or fields or things that get discussed. And you know already, we did two last week.
I got someone thinking when we're speaking about the big 25, they thought maybe there's like new additions to the big five.
Big five. Man. Yeah,
two different things.
Another big five. Hey, you never know where they added. Another one.
The tiger, maybe.
Hey.
But then so, in SA, we call again the big fives are represented in money, and then a 10 rand tiger, which. need to revisit that.
Obviously diving into the Big 25 today, we're gonna tackle two of the others, and then we can, you know, look at the future as in combining more than two, like in one topic and everything, because we can do that. Today we're gonna be taking a look at your whole religious, you know, freedom of religion. And then, yeah, animal rights, because, yeah, that thing is a thing also, you know. Out there. So, when I dive into,
In religious, religious people love to slaughter animals.
So, yeah, we're going to take a look at that and, yeah, see what's cooking down that side. And, yeah, I want to hear what your guys'
could
thoughts
are. Could be beef.
You never know.
Our future looks very interesting, Some of the things that they're wanting to do in the future, if you sit down and actually read those things and the plans that they've put into place that they're going to achieve, very soon there's not going to be beef. So we won't be beefing with each other very soon, so that's how hectic it is. But before we dive into those things, man, let's go into a track. And the name of the track is called Spiritual Violence, and it's by Ellis Beats.
Scotty C got this one.
Ain't you tired of seeing these youngers dying? I don't have a desire to raise a kid in the world that's violent, but you know that I can't be hiding. So if it comes to that, my youths will know when it's time for violence. There won't be anyone scared when it's time to rise and get to riding. Go memorize words from Simon. You know we can't fight in silence. Anytime that I mention profit, you know I ain't talking finance. Lord knows I'm trying. I wanna do it like Paul in silence. I wanna do it like Jesus Christ. Being a Christian's all about violence. How you think I'm killing my flesh is tiring? Change of character hurt my ego. My mind didn't need to be rewiring. The violent take by force. You think I'm getting my happiness smiling? There's days I'm constantly crying. Then had dream about shotguns firing. You think this life ain't violent? Grandchild living silence. See how fast you get. Turn back and contemplate retiring. Seen Christians follow Christ, turn their back, then deny him. But I'm blessed in knowing that when I seek the Lord, I'll find him. Enemy knows it's all just timing. I'm Armageddon. I wanna use my knife and dying. Don't know how many times the enemy tried for dirt on my hands, don't mind it. Still came out of the darkness shining. I thank God for the mileage. I've carried my cross through the valley of death, process refining. Prayer at 12 a.m. Nobody can stop this spiritual carnage. Touch the walls and spread this gospel evangelism, militant margin. Nobody can stop revival. Jesus Christ and his disciples use the word, do it again. Doesn't get thrown, it gets recycled. Break down chains and idols. Deal with the Holy Bible. My answer to prayer was taking long, then God sent Angel Michael. Say Christians can't do drill, but they don't understand the meaning. This life is war and war is life. Can't cut corners cheating. When someone's life's at stake, you wanna start fasting and stop their eating. 12 a.m. for the midnight meeting. Praying and shouting, crying and weeping. You ain't gonna wait till your loved one's bleeding. 24/7, the enemy's creeping. Can't lack, can't find me sleeping. So I'm night one for the pagans breathing. I gotta stay close to the Lord, and that's through prayer and scripture reading. Sit down under my pastor's teaching. So many things I began receiving, and went until I began believing and understood the power of Jesus. See man go to the altar screaming. Oh, you came out and you started season. I'm on spiritual violence. There's souls I still need saving. There's youths that's bound by sin, and we know the devil's still enslaving. But isn't it amazing? The life God breathed in dust is praising and raising to go out and preach unto nations. I know that the odds are bitter. I know that the odds are bitter. Fight to the end, I'm not a quitter. Out in the field, I'll live on Twitter. This life ain't soft, not filled with glitter. Hardship made some reconsider if they can let their ego over. I gotta kill this flesh and feed my inner. Spiritual food, not carnal dinner. I don't really care if it makes me slimmer. My flesh is a show, I'm a spiritual figure. All I gotta do is form my trigger. I know who pull that prayer from trigger. I know that the ops are bitter. I know that the ops are bitter. Fight to the end, I'm not a quitter. Out in the field, I'll live on Twitter. This life ain't soft, not filled with glitter. Hardship made some reconsider if they can let their ego wither. I gotta kill this flesh and feed my inner. Spiritual food, not carnal dinner. I don't really care if it makes me slimmer. My flesh is a show, I'm a spiritual figure. All I gotta do is form my jigger. I know who pulled that prayer from trigger. Sugar.
Scotty see up this one.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that track. If you didn't enjoy it, there's something wrong with you. Because, yeah, that was a drill track. Yeah, it did the most.
Yeah, right there. That spiritual violence.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
I could feel Jesus beating down Satan there.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, let's dive back into this, man. So, starting obviously with your whole freedom of religion. Now, if you look at the First Amendment there in your US, which also applies, you know, in other countries, unless you in your side like your India and all the stuff there, it's a separate situation. But if you look at your common countries that are like USA and all the stuff, the one thing that they mention, you know, when it comes to religion and all the stuff, if you look at their laws. So politics, in fact, before I even mention that, what do you think about politics and religion? Should they, you know, mix the two? Yeah. Okay. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, religion is political. Think about it. Because then religion, the way I see it, it's like set of laws that have set there. Or place to like govern people. They kind of dictate how you should live life and what you shouldn't do and what you should do. And then same as politics in like a less broader sense, but then when you're just looking at it without dissecting everything, it's also like about, you know, setting rules, laws and all that, and governing people, man. So I think in a way, it's one and the same thing. It's just a matter of, like, you see, let me not say what I was going to say. But yeah. Over to Derek.
I
agree. It's definitely the same. Politics, religious, it's the same. Because, politics, they do this and they do another. Same as religion. In religion, they say this and you do another.
Then others are doing
another, they're doing another. Something else.
Okay. It's the same. Okay, so obviously, when you look at their laws and all those things, one of the law that was put into place was you can't, for example, let's take a school. They say that you can't teach religion in a school. So that's one of the things that, you know, they put down that side, you know, in the First Amendment
there in USA.
So if you are a teacher, you can't obviously teach the kids anything to do with religion. Doesn't matter what religion
it is. But
then
there's what you call biblical studies. What is it?
Religious
studies or biblical studies at school. I had a friend who went to some boys' school. They taught him about religion, like all kinds of, like, they were studying religion.
You obviously you see all of those things. I know even with myself when I was in school as well, that was there. Like you got taught, you know.
So it's only in the US where they like, aye.
Nah, even here.
Also, they don't want the same people situation. To learn about
yeah, even here. Yeah. Like for example, the high school that I go to, they remove.
Go to high school.
Remember how every week I go there? What you thinking? I'm going back to high school there now learning. Nah, the high school where I go and, you know, speak to the guys, they obviously wanting to remove that religion part, so they don't want it to be in there. So anything to do with religion and teaching the kids and all those stuff, they want to remove.
So wait, what the thing that you do, is it like biblical studies or religious studies, rather, whereby you're teaching kids about different forms of religion and the background and maybe what the religion aims to achieve, if there's any such thing? Or do you just go there and preach the Bible?
Okay, so I preach the Bible, but if they do want to know about other religion and what's cooking down in those religion, that's where I tell them. So it's basically up to the learners. And if they don't want to be there, they don't need to be there. So those who want to be there are the ones that stay. So that's literally what goes down that side. So when I go, I preach the Bible and then relate it to their life. That's what I do. And then whatever they do.
In a sense, it's different. Because then, let's say, you know how you get your subjects. There's business studies. There's whatever.
Yeah,
history,
physics.
Whatever,
yeah, all those things.
Now.
Yeah.
And then you go there. You going there is not... Because you're doing probably like free period. Ne?
Exactly. Yeah, it's before school starts. Yeah.
Oh, before school starts, so maybe in assembly. So it's not really much of a subject whereby you can like dissect and go deeper into what Buddhism is.
Yeah.
What Islam is, ne? Or Islam.
Islam, yeah.
Yeah. I slammed myself. But then that's what I'm saying. So I think they're trying to get rid of maybe what people do. The pastors coming to schools and preaching, not necessarily educating people about religion as a whole.
Yeah,
that's my thinking.
Okay. So, yeah, so basically when I was looking at, there was a recent interview where they were speaking to your politicians and all those stuff. So there were a couple of things that they touched on. Mm. One of them being as a nation, so obviously touching USA, as a nation, they're not allowed to put down any law that favors a specific religion. So let's say if you got Muslims in the country, they're not allowed to put down any law that favors Muslims only. And then the rest of the religions, it excludes them. So that's one of the things that they're not allowed to do. And then the second thing is whatever law that they put down, it's not allowed to be connected to any religion.
Okay.
So whether it's your Christianity or whatever, it mustn't have any link to any of those things.
So like,
and then
let's say the Bible says thou shalt not kill.
Mm. Yeah, it's actually crazy because they also touched on that because they're like, there's a specific religion where they believe in sacrifices. So for them, you need to sacrifice is right. It's part of their religion. But now,
sacrificing that, what? Humans?
Yeah,
animals?
Like human sacrifices, all those stuff. It's to them, it's right. That's what they were saying. Now, obviously, with their nation, they do allow anyone, whoever the citizen is, they do allow them to practice whatever religion that they're part of.
Mm.
As long as, obviously, your politics and laws, they don't mix and all those stuff.
Yeah.
So, as a citizen, you're allowed to practice whatever religion that you're part of. So, if you're a Christian, you know, you can do that. Mm-hmm. And then they brought up that whole thing of, if your religion encourages you to sacrifice people or, you know, anything that your religion wants you to sacrifice, just cause you can practice it, you're allowed to practice your religion, they're not necessarily going to allow you to sacrifice people. Because now that's a violation. It's a crime.
Mm.
So that's one of the reasons why they say that you cannot get politics and religion to basically mix.
Okay.
And the nation can now put laws based on one's religion.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was one of the things that they also touched on.
Hey, Deacon, what do you think about what you hear?
As I've said, man, politics and religion, it's the same thing, man.
Mm.
Because you have that law that states that you can't sacrifice a human or a person or whatever.
Mm.
When he's doing his religion thing, he won't be there to watch. You know, you won't be there to, like, govern that guy or guard him 24/7.
Yeah,
it's just like he wants to like do his prayer or his religion or whatever, and he has to do it because that's what he believes in.
Yeah,
right? So you won't be there to guard him. You won't be there to like state the law that you can't do this or else you'll be arrested or whatever.
Yeah,
because
you
just see someone and be like, I have to sacrifice. Now I have to like get everything in order. But I just need that one thing that I need to do. So you just like find a place where no one is there, no one is watching, whatever, and then he performs it and then out.
So in a sense, we can say that because you pose a question whether freedom of religion, right?
Mm.
So we could say maybe there isn't much freedom, so to speak.
Yeah.
There's limitations. That's what I'm getting from like what we all talking about right now. That freedom literally has its own limitations as things seem. Because then you can't slaughter, like even slaughtering animals. Like if you're a traditional person.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you're living in the suburbs.
Yeah.
You slaughter next to your white neighbor, they'll call the SPCA.
But I don't get it, you know, bro.
It's crazy. There was a conversation that I was in with obviously your white people. There was a white guy that, like, I don't even remember how we ended up on that topic, but tradition and all those stuff now got involved in there. And he mentioned, obviously with him, he doesn't have a problem with slaughtering a cow. So, like, for example, let's say, yeah, you traditional, you know, the traditional culture and all those stuff where we slaughter animals. So it's like he doesn't mind, you know, seeing that where a black guy slaughters a cow. And one thing you are saying is, though he doesn't mind, if you go into the white culture, when you slaughter an animal in front of them, they'll get freaked out. Literally, they'll get freaked out. And to them, it's like a violation. It's like a crime. But if you slaughter it without them seeing it, and then you prepare it and give it to them, they'll chow.
I mean, that's what I want to ask.
It's crazy, man.
I mean, for example, let's say you're marrying a white girl, right? And now you're marrying a white girl.
Yeah, say that again. You need to speak these things into existence.
Okay, let's say you're marrying, like, a white having girl. A wedding
with a white girl. Snow bunny.
Okay, Snow whatever, bro. Whatever, bro. Look, let's say you're following your tradition. As, like, you know, which you have to, like, keep him a lema lobo or like that. You know, you have to like buy like maybe two, three cows, nyana. And obviously you have to slaughter that cow.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But then now the parents of the person that you're getting married to are now disagreeing. Now like that they're against with
but
your
then I get also this thing of let's say paying lobola. It will depend on whether they want, because it's a matter of you doing it to the family. Okay, it's not like I'm getting it. They need to give it to me.
Yeah, you.
So I think the problem will arise if, let's say, we have the white wedding and then we have the traditional wedding. Then that's where you're like, hey, in my house, this is what we do: we slaughter. Hey man, they can't complain. They can't if they don't want the meat.
Yeah, no, look.
We'll buy them beggars.
There's been situation. There's people that I know that had both types of weddings where, you know, for obviously the white they had a white wedding and then after that they had the traditional wedding. So yeah, you can even do stuff like that. Where obviously for the white side of the family, if they don't want to get involved in, you know, the traditional stuff, like, okay, cool, we're going to have a white wedding on this day, you guys can rock up and all those stuff. Then on the following day, whatever date it is, we're going to have a traditional wedding.
So having a traditional wedding without
you slaughter, you do whatever you want, you know, traditional stuff. Yeah.
But now you just said that they don't want to get involved. So what are you gonna do?
As in they don't wanna attend. You do get situations where the white side of the family doesn't wanna attend the traditional.
Exactly. So
wedding.
If you're gonna do a traditional wedding, you're gonna do it on your own.
You're gonna do it with the traditional side of the family where obviously they're gonna be there.
But you're alone.
The bride is fine. Yeah. Like, they both cool, yeah. As in the bride and the groom, they cool.
Okay, so
but you, the family has a problem.
But then he said, like, the bride and the family side, like, they don't want to get involved in the traditional wedding. So I'm asking, if he's going to have a traditional wedding, is he going to do it? Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wait, are you asking
no, I'm
me?
Saying on example that you mean.
I was talking about, as in both the groom and the bride, they were fine with both weddings, as in attending. It's just the family's had the issues. So they were like, okay, because there's issues from both sides, we're going to do a white wedding and then we're going to do a traditional wedding. So those that don't want to come to the traditional one is fine. So, yeah, that's literally what went down. So, yeah, that is what it is. Let's jump into another track, and then as we come back, gonna take a look at your animal rights. And, you know, this whole traditional stuff, if you link it to animal rights, like, there's questions that you have, you know, you're like, thinking, so, what do we do now? Okay, so here's a track called Vibration. here's a track called Vibrations by Sarim Poems.
Vibe. Feel the vibrations. Feel the vibe. Feel the vibrations. Feel the vibe. Feel the vibrations. Feel the vibe. Feel the vibrations. God body the beat reached ultimate beast mode, giving you everything Viacom has vetoed. Power to the people, political pushback. Dope beat, dope balls that brought real rap by cats that look like dudes you know. No rainbow hair, face tats and strange clothes. Raise a limb high, pump five like Ben Folds. Dripping in flows, sifting out food golds. No Casio beats, feel this in your soul. Heavy bass lines, 808s and drum rolls. Loose and chopped samples, the vibes are ample. Line up with the movement to get yourself trampled. Every mic is manhandled with authority. 300 Spartan approach, prepare for glory. The scene can get gory, blood on the floor. I'll spit it all out and give y'all more. Who got the vibe? We got the vibe. We got that. Sound good, y'all want that. Who got the vibe? We got the vibe. We got that. Feel good, y'all want that.
Vibe and I got to go. Got me feeling hot while I hurdle the obstacle. Take a sister, Rosetta thought to the rock and roll. Hit you with the, hit it through the impossible. Breaking down emotion, but it's hard to define. So we just call it a vibe. You know when your soul is alive. I know what I think, but it's not what I feel. So peace be still. Is anything real? Is anything true? I do what I do. I feel like a fake. I'm full of mistakes that overshadow my purpose. The vow gonna break. I only show them the surface. Cause when I pull back the curtains, it gets too messy to sweep up dust. My brain hurt. I'm about to give it to you 24-7 on the vibraphone. Serene poems translating the zone. Hit your ride on an angel that was taking me home. It's kind of funny we don't take what we own.
Vibe. Who got the vibe? Sound good, y'all want that? Who got the vibe? We got the vibe. We got that. Feel good, y'all want that? Who got the vibe? We got the vibe. We got that. So good, y'all want that? Who got the vibe? We got the vibe. Everybody vibe. Who got the vibe? We got the vibe. We got that. Sound good, y'all want that? Who got the vibe? We got the vibe. We got that. Feel good, y'all want that?
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that, I don't know what to say. Let's take a look at your whole animal rights. You know, we all obviously touched on your religions and all the stuff. Yeah. So politics, they don't wanna involve religion or take a specific religion side and put laws down based on that religion. Yeah, now, looking at animal rights. Because when you look at your different countries, animals obviously have rights, even nearby us, you know. Now, a situation like, for example, I know when we were, when we went into the track.
You know, rights, I remember learning this back in primary, like, rights have responsibilities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what responsibilities do those animals have to their rights? Just the thought.
I hear what you're saying.
On some countries, they don't like enforce those rights. Because whatever they hear, they're like, ah.
Yeah. But now you take a place like, for example, your India. A cow is considered as a holy animal. As in, you're not allowed to kill a cow.
Yeah, man. I also believe that it's
holy.
Wait a minute.
Do Indians eat meat, man?
Hey. Yeah. Google, my man. You're living in the 21st century.
Obviously, the whole cow situation comes from their religion. So, in their religion, you're not allowed to kill a cow. Because a cow is good. They treat a cow like a god.
Just a cow?
Yeah, just a cow. You can't. If you're driving a car and you see a whole herd of cows.
So it's okay on chickens and lambs and goats
but
to
a cow,
slaughter.
Can't kill a cow.
Okay.
So what happens in that situation where, obviously for Indians they say, can't kill a cow. And then tradition says, can slaughter a cow.
Then
how do you deal with that situation there?
Take alternative slaughter sheep.
Slaughter a sheep.
Goat. Hey. Yeah, there's many other things, man.
So you basically compromise. That's why.
Thing is, I don't want to speak on it because I don't know much on that thing. You see the Indians,
that
worship cows and whatnot. Mm. But simple solution. It's like the same way that Islamists don't eat pork.
So
I feel like if they're able to live that way, then also these guys that worship cows, they probably find a way around that.
Okay. Yeah, interesting stuff right there. For me, I eat cows.
But talking about animal cruelty, So I was thinking, just funny enough, coincidentally, like yesterday I was thinking about this. I'm walking, and there's these stray dogs, homeless dogs.
Mm.
They hobos. But anyway, these stray dogs, I'm looking at them and I'm looking at the number of people that stay in the streets. So now I'm thinking, like, if these guys were to swallow their pride, no pun intended, and be like, let's slaughter these dogs, and eat them. They're like, listen, in China there's places whereby they
China.
Eat
China.
That's China,
and
man.
Homeless,
hey, China.
Listen, and you are homeless. You don't know when your next meal is coming. Then you just see a dog.
Because China.
So
this would solve a lot of problems.
Bro.
I think it's gonna add to the
like
problem.
China.
How? The dogs are there. You have food at your disposal.
Okay, I know
you're
making
to buy it.
You're making an example, like it's fine. If you're in the situation, would you do that? Slaughter a dog. Skin it.
If I have
it.
Nah.
Who's to say I haven't eaten one?
So you've done it?
No. How do I know that I've never eaten one? The things that we get in our food, like especially these canned foods, pull brand.
I think of other things now.
That was just a thought, man.
But on that note, looking at obviously the the direction the future is going to, I mean, you look at your people in power, your health sectors, all those guys, your people who rule the world and all those things. They wanting to bring in this whole one new world order, where you have one government ruling the whole world.
They've been trying that.
When you look at some of the things that they want to achieve in there, they're wanting to cancel things like your beef because they believe that, the amount of carbon that's going in the air is dangerous for the earth. So we need to lessen the carbon that's going in there. And one of your contribution towards that carbon is your cows and all those stuff. So they need to
gas
emissions. They need to kill on those things, like we need to have less cows, which means we're gonna have less beef. And they actually did an experiment where you know, we started getting your seedless plants and fruits. Did you know about that?
No.
Never know. So we it was probably around, yeah, probably like, they probably started it long time. I know, like, you were around your 2010, they around that period of time. That's where, like, they were, you know, putting these things in the public, where you actually seeing these things, where they started creating genetically modified plants, where you actually have a fruit, but it doesn't have seeds. Because it was,
what's the reason?
It was created from your labs and all those things. And why? Now, with that, this is where now the plans that they're putting into place is now coming in. Now creating beef.
Why do they make these seedless plants?
They were experimenting. So they were experimenting to see if we create a plant that is seedless, like taste-wise, how is it going to taste? And if we do that, is it going to be successful and all those things? Same thing like your cloning. When they did, I even forgot the sheep's name, but when they cloned the first sheep, you know, to see how long it's going to survive. If it's going to be successful, okay, it's successful. Then how long is this sheep going to survive? And then after that, that's where now they started, you know, trying to clone humans and all those things. So now they're doing the same thing with meat. So now they're wanting to genetically make meat so that they can kill the cows. So now you're going to be having meat that was genetically made and not from cows.
So they make meat and then they kill off the cows.
Yeah, that's literally what they want to do.
Let them try and do that, my guy. let them. Especially for farmers and Karae KZN. Let them, my G. They won't even do it. Never.
Yeah, look, I've seen a lot of things that they try and pull here by, you know, here in SA. A lot of it doesn't work because of, obviously, we have things like tradition that comes into play. The country itself, it's not fully developed. So we have hurdles, you know, that are here. And they can achieve a lot of things. But when you look at overseas, the things that they're achieving that side, and you see the people's reaction, sometimes you sit down and think, hey, what's going on with these people?
But you know, in terms of achieving, there's a possibility of actually them succeeding. Because when I think about it, remember when Corona hit, they just, like, there was this new virus that was killing everyone. People stayed away. People weren't performing rituals. People weren't seeing each other. So then they could do something like that. Like, the same way there's bird flu, there's, like, things that come from animals, or I don't know the time, there was some disease killing some animals, I think horses or something. And then you see, that way, that's how they might bring it in. They won't, like, come to your farm and be like, yo, we have to shoot down all these cows and whatnot. So they're gonna come up with the way they always do.
You know, if you go, I think do this, go online and, you know, check the Agenda 2030, all those things that they have up there. Like, all their plans, it's all in there. You can, like, read it and all those stuff. I know when I heard about it, I was like, this. I knew, obviously, about the One New World Order, because I used to watch this documentary of your different rituals, you know, your Illuminati industries, all those stuff. You also see it in there. I used to watch those things. That's where I saw this One New World Order, and then I saw, this thing is in politics also. It's crazy. Yeah. That's literally what I saw. And now looking at these other things, shocked. I was actually shocked. Like, even like your pandemics and all those stuff. They actually created and it's like crazy things. But yeah, those are things that you can find on their websites, like their official websites. So do go and actually go read it. You'll see it in there, and a lot of things that happened in the past, you'll see them in there as well. Some other interesting things. But yeah, man, what are your last words, man?
Last words. If they can actually stop the, what do you call, dog fights, then I can believe in progress on animal rights.
Yeah.
If they can stop, like, dog fights, like, people, like, if the people, like, having, like, bringing the dogs, breeding dogs just to fight. If they can enforce those rights, then progress, on animal rights.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they, if there's no like anything happening in order to stop people to breeding like dogs and to kill each other just for excitement and fun and everything, I just waste their times.
Yeah. Spikers.
I agree with everything Decker said.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't have said it better.
Couldn't have said it. Yeah, danko. Yeah. So, yeah, it's Fearless Eagle right here with Decker, the Menace, and Spikos Delicious. Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, if it's good morning to you, good morning. Whatever time zone it is there by you, hello in their time zone. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can sleep because you've listened to us, the topic. Here's the last track titled Red by LS Beats. Enjoy.
Away.
I'm covered in red, so I gotta step correct. Please go guard my steps. No crap protect. They play checkers, we play chess. Go out, feel them press. And when you make that tackle, aim for next. If I need assistance, all I gotta do is send a text. Now dish my brain. Now dish my vex. Look at the soldiers coming strength.
Look at strength.
Blood of Jesus. I said what I meant. Man, I need my friends. Come out in the field like Ross. Tryna chat to the man like Kemp. Gotta be full time. Cannot work a Christmas temp. Why on earth do I beef these gems when they know how the life will end? I gotta pick a side, can't sit on the fence. Play a position as a Christian super sub when I come off the bench. I come back and attack, I'm clothed in red. Survive the storm and stay on form. Welcome to the spiritual trench. This walk ain't easy. I gotta walk where Jesus went. Persecution, how many times has Jesus wept?
Enough.
Even though it hurt,
yes.
He stood with chest.
Yes.
He died, he rose.
Yeah.
Took the keys and left.
Yeah.
Took the keys and left.
Yeah.
I said the best.
Yeah.
He gave him rest. Thank God I'm blessed. North, east, and west. South London, too. From the mosque to the Jew. Jesus died for you. Somebody has to do it. There's so much pain I've been in. Cause somebody else is going through, I'm feeling. I gotta relate. Everyone's in need of healing. I'm trying to see who I am clearly. I've gotta do some window cleaning. Please God open my eyes, I'm praying and kneeling. I wanna be new New Zealand. I've a heart like Paul and Stephen. 24-7 the enemy's scheming. Get to war and even. I'm trying to slide on demons and the angels screaming leave them. I gotta make my father proud. When the trumpet sounds, I'm tryna go through the clouds. Peace of mind, the priceless crown. Can't buy that with £1,000. Has the room ever been so silent, but you can hear a thousand sounds? Jesus, the Nazarene, his blood makes me clean. In this world of sin, where we're struggling to breathe. God is there for me, I'm not here for me. I'm just here for G, the Holy Trinity. So I gotta step correct, where God guard my steps. No crap protect, they play checkers, we play chess. Grow up, field and press. And when you make that tackle, aim for next. Gotta
step correct,
gotta guard my steps. No crap protect, they play checkers, we play chess. Grow up, field and press. And when you make that tackle, aim for next. Gotta
step correct,
gotta guard my steps.
No
crap protect, they play checkers, we play chess. Go up, food, and press.
Yeah.
And when you make